Where are we today with targeted therapy in the adjuvant setting? There's the Alchemist trial out there. Where do you see that heading? You would think that using a drug like osimertinib would be way, way easier than trying to use erlotinib for a couple of years, as has been done. Any predictions or any guesses about when we might start seeing data for that strategy and what you think we're going to see?
The paradigm is very real, right? In breast cancer, you use targeted therapies to prevent recurrence. In GIST, you use targeted therapies to prevent recurrence, and you, in fact, change the biology of the disease. And so I think, yes, we should be looking at this in genotype-driven lung cancer. The challenge in the Alchemist study has been that patients, after completing surgery and chemo, they're worn down, they aren't always interested and taking a pill for a couple more years. And so it does require that we as the providers understand this is a compelling rationale to prevent brain mets, prevent bone mets, and sort of alter the biology of recurrence when it occurs. One trial randomized patients to EGFR inhibitor therapy versus chemotherapy. This is an Asian trial that showed improved disease-free survival when you use pill therapy instead of chemo. I'm not willing yet to not offer chemo, right? I think chemo is an important part of curative therapy. And so to my mind, the approach is give the chemo and then study targeted therapy added to chemotherapy. And so that's the model in the Alchemist trial, which I'm involved in. That's the model in the adjuvant AURA trial, which studies osimertinib. You are right that these patients who are potentially cured, they want a tolerable drug. They don't want toxicity for 2 years after surgery. And so you're right that if you're going to give erlotinib or crizotinib, you need to sort of find a dose the patient can tolerate. And one of the attractive parts about osimertinib is perhaps they could tolerate it better. But even osimertinib has some side effects. And so these are patients where, you know, they want to live like a survivor. And so to find the dose they're going to tolerate, it requires some negotiation with their provider to get them at that point and to convince them, look, this pill can really help you prevent that cancer from coming back. I think the potential is real. It just needs to be proven in clinical trials.